This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a controversial photo posted of Israeli soldier using a Christian Bible to take the oath. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
On the IDF Ground Forces Instagram account, a photo of a soldier is causing quite a stir. The photo shows a newly sworn-in soldier displaying a full Hebrew Bible with the Old and New Testaments included that he took his military oath on. There is an emblem pinned on the Bible from Natzor, a pre-army program for Messianic Jewish recruits run by a local ministry. This was the Israeli Defense Force's first in-person ceremony since the COVID pandemic began. The caption says, "For the first time since the outbreak of the coronavirus, new recruits of the Armored Corps on August 21st were sworn in the traditional ceremony at the Armored Corps Monument." Accusations have been made by an Israeli news channel that Messianic literature is being distributed to soldiers. The IDF responded in an official statement that it takes allegations of missionary activity seriously and that the IDF is a melting pot of Israeli society. Therefore, it is fitting to protect it from missionary campaigns. The chief military rabbinate works hard to strengthen the morale of our troops for the sake of all of our soldiers, from all religions. The reality in which outside missionary forces are attempting to infiltrate the army is bizarre and dangerous. The IDF allows Christian soldiers to pledge allegiance to Israel on a Bible, which includes a New Testament, just as Muslims have always done so on a Quran. Jewish soldiers use a Tanakh for their ceremony. In a post that has now more than 13,000 likes and more than 600 comments by rapper Yalv Elisi, known as Hatzel, or The Shadow, shared the photo, but with a neighboring frame showing an Israeli Muslim using a Quran for the pledging ceremony, with the quote, "I saw that many raised an eyebrow about the photo of a soldier pledging allegiance on a New Testament. So the IDF also has Christians. It's not weird and it's not strange. Each one pledges on what he believes and they swear to protect the land of Israel and the people of Israel with their lives. Christians and Arameans pledge on the New Testament. Muslims on the Quran. Jews on the Tanakh. Encourage them. Don't bring them down. The IDF is a melting pot and it is a touching photo. I'm proud of anyone who protects this country. Does it matter what soldiers use to take their oath? Should it?" Go to charismanews.com for more stories like this. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.